This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for September 30th. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Mark, chapter 5, verses 19 to 20. It says there, Jesus said to him, "Go home to your own people and tell them how much the Lord has done for you and how he has mercy on you." So the man went away and began to tell in the city of Decapolis how much Jesus had done for him. All the people were amazed. End of quote. When Jesus got out of the boat on the shore, they went across the lake to the region called Gerasenes. Then a man with an impure spirit came from the tombs to meet him. He lived in the tombs. No one could bind him, not even with a chain. People chained his hand and feet, but he tore the chains apart and broke the irons on his feet. No one was able to subdue him. Night and day, he used to cry from the tombs and hills. Also, he cut himself with the stones. When he saw Jesus from a far distance, he ran toward Jesus and fell on his knees in front of him. He cried in a loud voice, "What do you want with me, Jesus, the Son of the Most High God? In God's name, do not torture me." When Jesus heard this, he said to him, "Come out of this man, you impure spirit." Then Jesus asked him, "What is your name?" He said to Jesus, "My name is Legion, for we are many." End of quote. He begged Jesus again and again not to send them out of the area. A large herd of pigs was feeding on the nearby hillside. The demons begged Jesus, "Send us among the pigs. Allow us to go into them." He permitted them. The impure spirits came out and went into the pigs. The herd, about 2,000 in number, rushed down the steep bank into the lake and were drowned. The herdsmen of the pigs ran off from there and reported the incident in the town and countryside. The people went out to see what had happened. The people saw the man who had been possessed by the legion of demons sitting there, dressed and in his right mind. People got amazed and afraid. When Jesus was getting back into the boat, the man who was possessed by the demons begged Jesus to go with him. Jesus did not let him, but he said to him, "Go home to your own people and tell them how much the Lord has done for you and how he has mercy on you." End of quote. So the man went away and began to tell in the Decapolis how much Jesus had done for him. All the people were amazed. Elsewhere in the previous Daily Insights, we learned Jesus has power over nature. Today's insights reminds us of the fact that Jesus Christ has authority over the devil, demons, and the kingdom of darkness. When Jesus asked the impure spirit to come out of this man, they came out. Did you notice the demons immediately recognized Jesus Christ? They called him Jesus, the Son of the Most High God. You see, the demons recognize, knows, testifies, and obeys Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Then I wonder why people had a problem in acknowledging Jesus as the Son of God. Is it not weird? The Bible gives us the reason why. The God of this age, that means the devil, has blinded the minds of unbelievers so that they cannot see the light of the gospel that displays the glory of Jesus Christ, who is the image of God. People need God's miraculous revelation to know and believe in Jesus as the Son of God, because the devil has blinded the minds of unbelievers, the Bible says. The man who was possessed by several demons, they said the name is Legion. A legion is the largest unit in the Roman army. A legion means an average of 5,000 fighting men. In other words, it refers to numerous or a multitude. In short, this man was possessed by a large number of demons. This man was uncontrollable due to the number of demons inside him, gave him an untamable strength. However, always God's power and authority are greater, and demons and the devil's power is subservient to God's power. That is why the Bible says this. It says, "Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world." End of quote. If you are a believer in Jesus Christ, the one in you, Jesus Christ is greater in power than he is in the world or the devil. We do not know for sure how demons can possess people. The indications from the Bible is this: habitual and unconfessed sin can open up the doors for demons to enter into lives. Immoral lifestyles, getting into the habits of drug and alcohol usage, continuous rebellion, bitterness and unforgiveness could also open up the doors of demons. Bible says in Ephesians 4:17-32, some of the ways we can give devil a foothold in our life. These include keeping anger in the heart without forgiving others, consistent sensual life without confession, and cleansing by the blood of Jesus Christ. Bible also links impure spirits and demons' entrance in our lives through the worship of idols. Bible indicates idol worship and worship of demons are related. Refer Deuteronomy 32:17 and 1 Corinthians 10:20. Confession of our sins is crucial in this regard. That is why John says in 1 John chapter 1, instead of saying we are without sin and claiming we have not sinned, we need to confess our sins. And when we do that, the Lord is faithful and just, and he will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Upon confession of our sins and turning away from those sins and addictions, the devil loses his influence on us, because the divine and sinless blood of Christ cleanses us from all our impurities. You see, the demons inside the man knew that Jesus would not allow them to live there anymore. Therefore, they begged Jesus' permission to let them go into pigs. When Jesus gave authorization, they went into the herd of pigs, about 2,000 in number, and got drowned in a lake. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, has power over all. When Jesus says, demons come out, and when he says, go, they go. Without his permission, the demons could not go into the pigs. Upon the consent and approval of Jesus, they went into the pigs, and they all rushed down the steep bank into a lake and were drowned. The devil always leads to destruction and ruin. In contrast, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, gives abundant life, love, and peace. Beloved, you see, this man was once lived. He once lived on an ordinary life like every other people. However, then later in his years, he was possessed by demons. He became uncontrollable, and people threw him out of their community. He ended up in tombs. What an unfortunate situation, right? However, Lord Jesus showed mercy toward him, healed him from the demons. You see, Lord Jesus has power over nature, and he has power over demons and devil. He also has mercy and compassion toward those who are possessed by demons. He has mercy and love and compassion on all of us. He has the power and authority to cast demons out of a man. Lord Jesus is merciful and gracious. Nobody, including his own family, could help him. But Jesus stepped in and helped. Beloved, Jesus would help you, although nobody would or could, if you seek him in prayer just now. When he became well, the man asked Jesus permission to go with him. However, Jesus had a completely different plan for his life. Instead of letting him go with him, Jesus gave another assignment to him. Jesus said to this man, go home to your own people and tell them how much the Lord has done for you and how he has mercy on you. End of quote. You see, he went around and started witnessing the love, mercy, deliverance, and the grace of the Lord Jesus to all people in the city of Decapolis. Beloved, you got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me. Father in heaven, I know you have authority and power over darkness, demons, and devil. I believe and accept Jesus Christ as my Savior and Lord, because Jesus died and rose again for all of my sins. Please forgive my sins. Wash me and cleanse me today, and use the rest of my life for your glory. I know that the power of Jesus, I know the name of Jesus has power, and I trust in the name of Jesus Christ. In his name I pray, amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May his name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.